Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating new development from Meta, the parent company of Facebook. They've rolled out a brand new AI feature designed to explore your phone's camera roll. It's a pretty significant move, aiming to do some pretty interesting things with your photos.
That's right. At its core, this feature scans your entire photo library, with your explicit permission, of course, and then uses AI to generate suggestions for collages and photo edits. Think of it as a digital assistant for your memories, trying to help you unearth those forgotten snapshots that might otherwise just gather digital dust.
The primary goal, from a user experience standpoint, is to help you rediscover what Meta calls hidden gems within your vast collection. We all have them, right? Those pictures from a vacation years ago, a candid family gathering shot, or even a well-lit selfie that never made it to a post. This AI is designed to sift through all of that and present you with something new, something shareable.
Exactly. It's about making it easier to create engaging content without spending hours poring over albums or wrestling with complicated editing software. And the suggestions can be quite creative. Imagine your phone automatically suggesting a beautiful collage of your best vacation photos, complete with a thematic filter, or a dynamic recap of a significant event like a graduation party.
Beyond those elaborate creations, it can also offer simpler, yet effective, AI-powered touch-ups to individual photos. Think enhancing colors, sharpening details, or suggesting creative filters you might not have considered. It's like having a personal photo curator or an automated creative assistant right in your pocket.
And for now, this new AI photo scanning feature is available in North America, specifically in the United States and Canada. Meta has indicated plans to expand its testing and availability to other countries soon, which suggests this is a significant push for the company. But what does this mean for us, beyond just pretty collages and enhanced selfies?
That's a great question. To really understand it, we need to dive into the how and why behind this new technology. Let's start with the technical side. What's happening behind the scenes when Facebook's AI sees your photos?
Absolutely. The most crucial thing to grasp from the outset is that this is an MoP10/M feature. Facebook isn't just going to start scanning your life's photographic history without your explicit consent. You have to actively grant permission for it to access your camera roll. This is a key distinction and a vital part of how Meta is introducing this functionality.
When you opt in, you're agreeing to specific permissions. The feature needs access to your camera roll, so that's the primary access it requests. Once granted, it selects media from your camera roll and uploads it to Meta's cloud. That's where all the AI processing takes place.
And it uses various data points from your photos to generate those suggestions. This can include metadata like the time and location the photo was taken, and even thematic elements identified within the image itself. The AI is essentially trying to understand the context of your photos to create relevant and appealing suggestions.
The prompt for this feature often includes a visual cue, perhaps a screenshot of the permission request or a simplified diagram. This would show you exactly what you're agreeing to, your photos being selected, uploaded to the cloud for processing, and analyzed based on metadata and image content. It's important to pay attention to these prompts.
Once you grant permission, the feature operates on an ongoing basis. As you take new photos, the AI will periodically scan your updated camera roll to find new potential hidden gems or generate fresh suggestions. It's designed to be a continuous service, always looking for opportunities to help you curate your content.
And crucially, the suggestions generated by the AI are private to you, at least initially. They aren't broadcast to your friends or the public until you decide to share them. You'll see these suggestions, perhaps in your stories or feed drafts, and the choice to share is entirely yours. If you decide later you're not comfortable, you have control.
Right, Meta has built in an easy way to revoke permission and disable the feature. You can typically find this option within Facebook's camera roll settings, allowing you to turn off the scanning and suggestion service at any time. It's a system designed with user agency in mind, providing transparency and control over a potentially sensitive function.
So, we understand what it does and how it works technically. But the big question on many minds is likely about privacy and data usage. Let's explore that, because this is where things can get a bit more complex, and where user trust is paramount.
Indeed. When a company like Meta, with its vast data infrastructure and a business model centered around user information, introduces a feature that accesses something as personal as your camera roll, privacy concerns are naturally going to rise to the surface. It's completely understandable, and it's important to address these head-on.
Meta has provided specific assurances regarding how your data, particularly your photos, will and will not be used. Let's start with the most sensitive aspect, AI training data. Meta states clearly that they will MNet/MTrain their AI models on your camera roll content unless you actively engage with the feature in specific ways.
The conditions are tied to your direct actions. They say it won't train on your camera roll unless you choose to edit this media with our AI tools, or share. This means that simply granting permission for the feature to scan and suggest edits is not, by itself, an automatic green light for Meta to use those photos to train its broader AI models.
However, if you find a suggestion useful and decide to use the AI tools to edit it further, or if you share the AI-generated collage or edit, then those specific pieces of media may/may be used for training. It's a conditional usage, tied to your active participation and sharing. That's a key nuance.
Another significant assurance Meta provides is that your scanned media will MNet/M be used for ad targeting. Given Meta's core business, this is a point of considerable interest. They are explicitly stating that the photos selected from your camera roll for this feature will not be fed into their advertising algorithms to serve you more personalized ads.
This is a crucial distinction, as many users are understandably wary of their personal data being leveraged for commercial purposes. When the feature scans your photos, it selects media and uploads it to Meta's cloud on an ongoing basis, based on information like time, location, or themes identified within the photos.
While Meta assures us that this data is handled securely, the fact that your personal photos are being uploaded to a third-party cloud is a point that requires consideration. The company's general security protocols for cloud data are expected to be robust, but it's always wise to be aware of what data is being transferred and stored.
This brings us to a fascinating duality. On one hand, you have the user benefit, the promise of rediscovering hidden gems and effortlessly creating shareable content. On the other hand, there's Meta's potential business motive, acquiring more data to refine and improve its AI models. Even with the stated conditions, the very act of using the feature can contribute to Meta's AI development.
This leads to a question that each user needs to ask themselves: how comfortable are you with this trade-off? Are the convenience and creative assistance offered by the feature worth the potential, albeit conditional, use of your personal media for AI training, and the fact that your photos are temporarily residing on Meta servers? Transparency from Meta is absolutely vital here.
Absolutely. And this leads us to a broader discussion, the rise of automated creativity. While Meta outlines its privacy protocols, the implications of this feature extend beyond individual privacy. It represents a broader trend in how technology is automating creativity, something we're seeing across many different platforms.
This new Facebook feature isn't just a standalone tool, it's a clear indicator of a larger shift happening in the digital world, the rise of AI-driven creativity. We're moving into an era where artificial intelligence is not just analyzing data but is actively participating in creative processes. This Facebook feature is a perfect example of that trend in action.
The concept of automating creativity is fascinating. On one hand, it's about AI assisting us, acting as a co-pilot. It can help overcome creative blocks, suggest new directions, and handle tedious aspects of content creation. Think about the time saved by having an AI suggest a compelling collage or automatically enhance a photo.
This is incredibly useful, especially for those who might not have the technical skills or time to master complicated editing software. It democratizes creativity, making it more accessible to a wider audience. But then, there's the flip side of this coin, isn't there?
Exactly. When AI can generate collages, suggest edits, and essentially automate creative tasks, it raises questions about the value of human creativity. Is this a helpful tool that augments our abilities, or is it a potential replacement for human skill and artistic expression? It's a delicate balance between efficiency and artistry.
we can also revisit the dual purpose of this feature. For the user, it's about convenience and discovering new ways to share memories. For Meta, it's undoubtedly a strategic move to gather more data, specifically visual data and user interaction patterns, to train and improve its sophisticated AI models.
The more users engage with these AI tools, the more data Meta collects, which in turn makes their AI even smarter. It's a symbiotic relationship where user engagement directly fuels technological advancement. This brings up the idea of skill versus tool.
Features like this might inadvertently de-emphasize the importance of traditional photo editing skills. Learning complex software requires time and practice. When AI can achieve similar results with a few clicks, the incentive to develop those deeper skills might diminish for some.
On the other hand, as you mentioned, this lowers the barrier to entry, making visually appealing content creation accessible to anyone with a smartphone and a Facebook account. Looking ahead, the future implications are vast. We can speculate that similar AI-driven features will continue to evolve and proliferate across different platforms.
Imagine AI assistants helping you write social media posts, generate video clips from your photos, or even create personalized music playlists based on your mood. This trend towards automated creativity is likely to reshape how we interact with technology and how we express ourselves online. It challenges us to think about what aspects of creativity are uniquely human,
and how we want to integrate AI into our lives without losing our own unique voice and artistic integrity. So, considering all of this, the technology is still in its early stages, and its rollout is carefully managed. The big question now is, should you enable Facebook's AI photo feature?
This is where it gets personal. It's not a simple yes or no, but rather a decision based on your own comfort levels and priorities. You've heard about the feature, you understand how it works, and you've considered the privacy implications and the broader trends. Now comes the crucial part, making a decision for yourself.
Let's recap the potential benefits. On the positive side, this feature offers a genuinely exciting way to rediscover forgotten photos. How many times have you scrolled through your phone and found a picture you'd completely forgotten about, only to realize it's a fantastic shot? This AI aims to do that for you proactively.
It can effortlessly create shareable content, saving you time and effort. If you're someone who enjoys sharing memories on Facebook but finds the process of editing and collaging a bit of a chore, this could be a game changer. The potential for unique AI-generated edits and collages also adds an element of novelty and surprise.
On the other hand, we must reiterate the concerns. The primary one, as we've discussed, is privacy. Granting any application access to your entire camera roll is a significant decision. You need to feel comfortable with the idea that your personal photos are being uploaded to Meta's cloud for processing.
While Meta assures us that these photos won't be used for ad targeting, the potential for them to be used for AI model training under specific conditions should not be ignored. Furthermore, there's the broader societal concern about the increasing automation of creative processes. Are we comfortable with AI taking on more of our creative tasks?
When you're weighing these pros and cons, consider a few key factors. First, how much do you value convenience versus privacy? For some, the ease of use and creative suggestions will outweigh privacy reservations. For others, privacy will always be the top priority.
Second, how comfortable are you, generally, with Meta's data policies and their track record? If you trust them to handle your data responsibly, you might be more inclined to opt in. If you're more skeptical, you'll likely want to exercise caution. Your existing trust level matters.
Finally, do you actively seek ways to enhance your photos or create collages for sharing? If this is something you already do, this feature might offer a more streamlined experience. If it's not, you might not find much value in it. It's about aligning with your current habits.
Ultimately, the power is in your hands. This is an opt-in feature, meaning you have the complete freedom to choose whether or not to enable it. And even if you do activate it, you can change your mind at any time through Facebook's camera roll settings. It provides a safety net.
So, take a moment to think about your own photo habits, your comfort level with data sharing, and what you hope to gain from using such a feature. Prompt yourself to consider how you typically manage your photos and whether this AI assistant aligns with your digital lifestyle. It's a step forward in making digital content creation more accessible.
Provided you understand and are comfortable with the terms and conditions, of course. It also nudges us to be more mindful of our digital footprint and the data we share. As this technology continues to evolve and expand, staying informed about these features and their implications will be key for all of us navigating the digital landscape.
Understanding what's happening under the hood and making conscious choices about the tools we use is more important than ever. Let's delve a bit deeper into the nuance of automated creativity and user contribution, because this is a really interesting point you've brought up.
It really is. The idea of AI taking on creative tasks, even in a supportive role, is a significant shift. It's not just about convenience, it's about how we perceive creativity itself. Let's really dig into this concept, because it's not a black and white issue.
On one hand, we have the argument that AI enhances/m human creativity. Think of it like a sophisticated paintbrush or a powerful editing suite that's now accessible to everyone. For someone intimidated by complex software, or who lacks time for tweaking, this feature can be a gateway to polished, engaging content.
This can be incredibly empowering. For instance, imagine a small business owner who needs to post regularly but lacks a dedicated graphic designer. This AI could help them quickly generate appealing visuals, saving precious time and resources. Or a grandparent wanting to share beautiful collages of milestones but struggling with the technical aspects.
However, there's that other side of the coin, isn't there? The one that makes us pause and wonder. If AI can generate a beautiful collage from a vacation with just a few prompts, what does that mean for the art of collage itself? Does it diminish the skill and artistry of someone who has spent years honing their craft?
It's a bit like the advent of digital photography versus film. Film photography requires a different set of skills. Digital photography changed the landscape. This AI feature is, in a way, a similar disruption to personal photo curation and editing. It raises questions about authenticity and the value we place on human effort and artistic intention.
And this is where the dual purpose becomes so critical. Meta is strategically building its ecosystem and advancing its AI capabilities. Every time a user interacts with this feature, Meta is gathering valuable data. This data isn't just about what/m photos you have, but how/m you interact with them, what/m you find appealing, and what/m you ultimately share.
This is gold for training AI models. It helps them understand aesthetics, recognize patterns, and predict user preferences with ever-increasing accuracy. So, while you might be enjoying a curated memory, you are also contributing to the ongoing development of Meta's AI. It's a subtle form of data contribution that fuels their larger AI ambitions.
This leads us to a nuanced discussion about skill versus tool. For generations, mastering photo editing meant learning complex software, understanding color theory, composition. It was a craft. Now, with AI tools, the barrier to entry is dramatically lowered. You don't necessarily need to MB/M a skilled editor to MProduce/M edited photos.
This can be a great equalizer, empowering more people to create. But it also means that traditional skills might become less sought after. It's a trade-off, and one that will likely shape the future of creative professions and hobbies. Will we see a future where AI handles the technical execution, allowing humans to focus more on conceptualization and direction?
It's a fascinating prospect. Looking forward, the implications are enormous. We're not just talking about photo collages. Imagine AI helping to craft your social media captions, generating short video summaries of your week from your photos and videos, or even composing personalized soundtracks for your digital memories.
This trend of automated creativity is going to weave itself into the fabric of our digital lives. It will change how we interact with technology, how we express ourselves, and perhaps even how we define creativity itself. It compels us to ask, what aspects of creativity are inherently human? What is the unique spark that AI can't replicate?
And how do we ensure that spark remains central to our expression, even as we embrace these powerful new tools? It's a conversation about the future of human expression in an AI-augmented world. So, where does this leave us today, with this specific Facebook feature? It's still in its nascent stages, and Meta is taking a measured approach with opt-ins and privacy assurances.
This isn't a scenario where your photos are being snatched without your knowledge. The real question for each of us is about our personal comfort level and our priorities. Let's really unpack that decision-making process. It's not a simple yes or no, it's a personal calculus.
On the benefit side, you've got the tangible advantages. The sheer joy of rediscovering a forgotten gem. I mean, who hasn't scrolled through their camera roll and stumbled upon a photo that instantly transports them back in time, a photo they'd completely forgotten existed? This AI aims to automate that serendipity.
It's about making it easier to share your life's moments in a visually appealing way, without the usual friction. If you're someone who enjoys sharing on social media but finds the editing process tedious, this feature could genuinely streamline your workflow and enhance your online presence. The novelty factor is also a significant draw.
AI-generated collages can offer unique perspectives and combinations that you might not have conceived of yourself. It's like having a creative partner who brings fresh ideas to the table. Now, let's get back to those concerns, because they are valid and deserve careful consideration.
Privacy is, and always will be, a major factor when dealing with personal data. Giving any application access to your entire camera roll is a significant act of trust. You need to be genuinely comfortable with the fact that your personal photos, even if temporarily, are being uploaded to a third-party server.
While Meta provides assurances that these photos won't be used for ad targeting, the conditional use for AI training is a crucial detail. For some, this conditionality is enough to raise a red flag. It's not just about what's happening now, but also about the potential for how that data might be utilized in the future as AI technology evolves.
And then there's the broader societal question. Are we happy to delegate more of our creative output to algorithms? What does it mean for human artistry and expression when machines can replicate or even augment creative tasks? This isn't a fear-mongering question, it's a thoughtful inquiry into the kind of world we want to build with technology.
When you're sitting there, deciding whether to tap allow or deny, here's what I'd encourage you to ask yourself. First, what is your personal tolerance for risk versus reward? For some, the convenience and creative boost will be more than enough to offset any privacy concerns, especially given Meta's stated policies.
For others, the principle of privacy will be paramount, and they might choose to keep their camera roll strictly private. There's no right or wrong answer here, it's about your individual threshold. Second, how do you feel about Meta specifically? Your existing relationship with the platform plays a significant role.
If you generally trust Meta's approach to data handling and their commitment to user privacy, you might feel more comfortable enabling the feature. If you're more skeptical, or if past incidents have eroded your trust, then caution is definitely warranted. Third, do you actively engage in photo curation and editing?
If you're already someone who loves creating collages, editing photos, and sharing them, this feature might feel like a natural, helpful extension of your existing habits. It could make a process you enjoy even more efficient. If, however, you rarely edit photos or create collages, the value proposition might be lower.
Ultimately, the beautiful thing about this feature is that it's an opt-in/M. You are in complete control. It's not a mandatory update that sneaks into your phone. You have to consciously decide to enable it. And even after you do, Meta has provided an exit ramp.
You can go back into your settings and disable it at any time. This ability to revoke permission is a crucial safeguard. So, you can experiment with it, see if it genuinely adds value to your life, and if it doesn't, or if your comfort level changes, you can simply turn it off. It's a low-stakes way to explore a new technology.
So, take a moment. Think about your photo habits. Think about how you use Facebook. Think about your comfort level with data sharing and AI. Does this feature align with your digital lifestyle? Does it offer something you genuinely need or want? Or does it feel like an unnecessary intrusion into your personal space?
This feature, in its current form, is a fascinating microcosm of the broader digital landscape. It's a step towards making content creation more accessible, more engaging, and more automated. It's also a prompt for us, as users, to be more mindful of our digital footprint, the data we share, and the technologies we invite into our lives.
Staying informed, asking critical questions, and making conscious choices about the tools we use are no longer optional. They are essential skills for navigating our increasingly complex digital world. As this technology continues to mature and spread, we'll be watching closely.
We'll be looking at how Meta refines its privacy policies, how other platforms adopt similar features, and, most importantly, how these tools impact our own creativity and our connection to our memories. It's a dynamic space, and this AI photo feature is just one piece of a much larger, ongoing story about the future of social media and artificial intelligence. Thanks for joining me to unpack it today.